Last week, we started on Topher, and we talked about, first of all, we talked about where the Malacha was in the Mishkan, stitching together the hides, noted that question that Rabbi Ribiyat has about a Yerushalmi that he thinks means that the hides were all made of one long thing instead of being stitched together. Fine. We're told of Topher is sticking papers together. It's not just about using thread, but if you glue things together. We talked about the four key elements of the mechanics of Topher. First of all, two stitches, and knotted at the end is the shear, although we noted that the knot may not be necessary in the event that you have more stitches such that it'll hold together anyway. It has to be a bond, a type of bond, that is normally left long-term. And we had Rabbi Ribiyat giving us two reasons why we are lenient regarding buttons. It's derech tashmishto, meaning that the normal use is to close and open them regularly, and also it doesn't really join things together because you can undo it without a forceful or destructive type of tearing. So if it's a type of bond that is like buttons, then it's not an issue. Number three is that you have to intend to leave it in place long term. The meaning, even if it's normally left long-term, you may not be chayiv if you intend it to be temporary. We're going to come back to that today. We'll come back to all of these, because today we have to talk about applications of Topher, so we'll come back to that point. We also noted, by the way, the Shevet HaLevi's position, that if it's a bond that is normally not left long-term, but you intend it to be long-term, like even in a buttons case or Velcro case or something like that, then he believes that that we should be strict. But everybody else seems to be lenient on that point. And then the fourth and last of the criteria was that it should be a material that is subject to Topher, that is subject to stitching. And that led us to say, well, maybe if you stick hard things together, you glue together pieces of wood, then it won't be Topher because there's no such thing as stitching. And we had quite a few sources that supported that idea. The question case was the case of the reed basket. And is that an example of stitching with hard materials? Or no, because the reeds are flexible. Or no, because maybe they're using thread to sew together the reeds. It's not that you're actually using the reeds as the stitching material. We also talked about sticking hard things to soft things. We talked about human skin as well. And the question of whether stitching applies to skin, with the practical application being medical stitches. So we'll talk about that as well. So today, what I would like to do is go through the applications of the definition that we've now given for Topher, and to get into the introduction of Koreya and Mechateich, explanation of Koreya and Mechateich and the differences between them, before we get to the nuances, God willing, next week, the nuances of Koreya and Mechateich and the applications. So yes, this will end up being 3 weeks or nearly a full 3 weeks. Maybe next week there will be a little bit of Rabbi Ziering on the ensuing topic. We'll see. I think the next topic is Melabein, but I'm not sure. We talked about it the other day, but I remember what we concluded. Okay. So, as we've discussed, first of all, I'm dividing up the applications into two areas. One type of application is applications of the fact that Topher doesn't apply or may not apply to temporary stitching, and the other is that Topher won't apply to certain materials. So I'm dividing up those two. First, the issue of temporary stitching, either the form is temporary or the intent is temporary. So we've said there are reasons to be lenient. We already discussed that. One application which is a prohibition, and I only mention it because I find it to be interesting, is the staples case. Stapling papers together. Very clearly, stapling papers together is prohibited, right? And we prohibit it under Topher. What I wondered, though, was, is it the av or is it the tolda? In other words, do we view this as an av? You put metal through paper, right? Or do we view it as a tolda? It's like gluing things together. The language of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchosa indicates, I believe, that we would view it as the tolda. If you take a look at source Aleph from the Miluim that he brings on using a stapler, Machonat Hiduk, he says, V'gam efshar d'chashiv kimadbik niyarot. He says it could be considered like sticking papers together, does sur mishum tofer, which would be a tofer problem, and therefore v'hameisir chashuv kikorei tchilat tefira. If you remove the staples, then you're like somebody who's taking out the stitch. So he uses the language of Mendebek Niyarot. That's what we had called the tolda, not the av. So I thought that was an interesting thing.
Does that knock it down to a derabbanan guy?
No, tolda is still a deoraisa. The only nafkamina for it will be in chatos world. In a world where people are bringing karbanos, so how many chatos they bring if they do multiple toldas at the same av and that kind of thing. Okay.
Would that extrapolate the paper clips or these bulldog clips and things like that?
So paper clips would not be the same thing, right? And that actually takes us to our next point. Bonds that are not stitches because their form is temporary. So the prototype for that is the button. Right? So other items that are included in that and brought in various svarim, I didn't even bother to bring you sources just because everybody seems to be on the same page. Snaps, zippers, Velcro, the clips that hold together an ace bandage. Right? We're good with all of those. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach is fine with the idea of putting tape on a bandage to keep the bandage in place, assuming that the intent is for less than 24 hours. The Yorcha Shabbos in Perek Yudalef Ha'ara Mem He adds that if need be, you could even go up to 7 days. Leave it in place for up to 7 days and you'd still be okay. Because remember, we talked about this, the heter for Tfir Lizman, for temporary stitching, was learned from kosher. Temporary knotting. And by kosher, we have a debate as to what defines temporary. Is temporary 1 day, or is temporary 7 days? So he says, in a case of tzorech, then, assuming we're relying on the heter for temporary stitching in the first place, then you would even be able to go up to 7 days.
But you need to cut it.
So how you cut it is a separate very important question. We have to do that in a mechatech. But yes, there's a separate problem of how exactly are you getting this tape off of the roll. Correct.
Yeah, and also when you remove a staple, unless you have a tool, you're going to tear stuff too, pretty well.
So. Yeah, but that will be a destructive tearing. We'll talk about that under Korea.
What was the criteria for Tzorech?
So Tzorech here seems just to be great need. That's basically what they all just say. Great need. I mean, you need to be able to bandage it because the person's wound is going to get reopened or is going to get infected or whatever it is. You know, that we consider that tzorach. Adhesive flaps that are regularly stuck and unstuck are also considered fine. Drawstrings in your clothing are fine, right? We talked about the sleeves last time, and the drawstrings that you have in your garment are very clearly not the case of the thread that they're putting through the fabric of their sleeves, and are not an issue. We did note the Shevet Alevi is strict if you intend to leave something in for a long time, but everybody else is lenient, and therefore, regarding a lining that you zip into a coat, we're fine with that idea. I brought you Beis just to have text inside from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He says it's not really called stitching, it's like a button. The last one, but this is not a concern. Even if you are zippering it, rochsan is the zipper, even if you zipper it for a long time, Shamati Magan Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he says that's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman said. Case that I'm not sure what to do with. Attaching a name tag sticker. I got this question years ago. Someone's going to a conference and they are supposed to have their sticker on, or someone's visiting a hospital and they get a visitor tag. So there are numerous questions that come up. We'll talk about removing the backing. Removing it from the backing under Korea, removing it from your garment, Ravadi Yosef discusses and says it's not a concern. In other words, if you have a garment that has threads and you could pull some of the threads off on the back of the sticker, that he's not concerned about. Don't worry about that. But but what about attaching it to your clothing? So what's the reason to be lenient? It's temporary, right? It's temporary. We discussed last time the principle of a Chazon Ish when we talked about concern for people misunderstanding and not realizing that something is temporary. But I think with a name tag, everybody knows that it's temporary. Nobody expects that you're going to walk around for days and days with the name tag on.
It's a week-long conference.
Even still, you don't tend to use the same name tag. They tend to renew your name tag daily, at least a good conference. They... It seems to me that it should be okay. I'll add the Minchas Asher's note, which I quoted last week, but I didn't have it written down on the sheet, so you'll see it here. He's not discussing exactly our case. He's dealing with a backing for a sticker. So the backing, which we'll talk about under Korea later on, but it applies here as well. It also is relevant when we get into our discussion about Band-Aids and tearing the backing off of, not tearing, but peeling the backing off of a Band-Aid. So he says, Nira lefini yizdaiti, de eid bahadbaka zu geder tfira klal. He says, sticking the backing onto the Band-Aid is not called stitching. He says, this is not like gluing papers together. He says, the whole point of putting a backing on the Band-Aid is in order that when someone wants to use the Band-Aid, it won't be stuck to something such that you have to tear it. Right? Because if you didn't have a backing, it would get stuck to the wrapper. So he says, what you're doing is not called stitching at all. What you're doing is simply placing it on top of it, not gluing it to it. Because stitching and tearing descended hand in hand from the heavens. They're joined. The parallelism is such that if something cannot involve tearing, it also doesn't involve stitching.
Is that a different argument now?
I think it's a different argument, correct. I think it's a separate point. His first point was you didn't intend to join them. His second point is you have not joined them. He doesn't word it as a second argument, but it sure seems like one to me.
Those things are designed not to be stuck to the Band-Aid. That's
yeah. If you bought Band-Aids and you had trouble getting the backing off, you would be annoyed and you would not buy that brand again. He says the whole point of this is that they peel off easily. That is not like gluing papers together using whatever it is that the binders use. That's joining where you have to tear them apart. So the Minchas Asher's point regarding the backing on the sticker may well apply to the name tag. Right? You won't use name tags that actually stick to people's clothing in such a way that it's a pain to remove. Right? If it's like the stickers on items you buy in the store where you have to total the thing and you have to sit there peeling off and using makeup remover or whatever it is. Yeah, okay. Right? So you wouldn't use them. So I think for that reason you could argue that it's fine to stick on the name tag on Shabbos. I would like to see it somewhere. I haven't. Rabbi Yosef discusses name tags a little bit, but not in terms of the sticking it to the clothing. He discusses the peeling off issues, as I recall. But that's an interesting point. Some cases in which Rabbi Riviat is strict, and I would not have thought of them. Gummed pages in a photo album, right? Putting a photo, leave aside the question of the status of photographs on Shabbos, which is its own question, but he says putting a photo in a photo album is tofer. It's because it does have some level of adhesion. Granted, it's no stronger than the adhesion of a backing on a Band-Aid. But it's intended to stay there.
Right.
But it's intended to stay there. Suction cups, if they're meant to last. I brought you from Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Source Dalet. He's dealing with a child's plate, where the child has a plate that has a suction cup on the bottom to stick it to the tray. So he says, that's okay. Mutar lahatzmit salachat tinok l'shulchan al yedei vacuum, shalgumi o plastic betachtita. He says, you're allowed, Rav Moshe has nothing on him, you're allowed to stick a child's plate to the table using the suction cup, or plastic, or whatever it is, but in hay, he talks about other suction cups that are intended to endure. And he says, Asur litkoa masmer o not b'Shabbat o b'Yom Tov. He says, you're not allowed to attach a nail or a peg on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'chein asur ladbik al kir vav o matzle uchdome migumi o plastic. You would not be allowed to stick a hook or a hanger or something on a wall, something made out of rubber, something made out of plastic. Ide lachatz avir, using air pressure. Oh, of course, b'emtzut ha-devek ha-nimtzal ha-matzle, or via glue. So the suction cup depends on the function. Are you leaving it long-term or not? Rabbi Riviat also brings those who are strict regarding strong magnets. He quotes Rav Eliashiv, if it's a strong magnet, he has a concern as well. He also doesn't like sticky notes. He really doesn't like sticky notes. He talks about the possibility of chorea when you remove it from the pad, makibapatish when you remove it from the pad because now you're making it functional, and of course tofer when you stick it to something. He says maybe there's no issur if you do it with intent to leave it for just an hour. Interesting note.
Why is that different than taking the back off the band-aid?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a very light thing, and it's clearly temporary.
The sticky, like, Halacha talks about the markers. If you have a page marker or something, you know, like the little sticky
right
things, would he say the same
so thing? I would think he would say the same thing. Right? It's the same type of adhesion, and it's the same functionality.
But, yeah. But it's more, I don't know, sticky note more permanent or something?
I mean, considering that you're using the sticky note in the same way, because you're not writing anything in it on Shabbos. You're just using it as a marker.
And according to the Shmur Shabbos, why is the long-term magnet or suction cup worse than the long-term zipper, like coat lining?
He's not. It's only Rav Eliashiv who doesn't like this, who doesn't like the magnet. No one else mentioned magnets.
What about the long-term vacuum?
Oh, the suction cup thing. I think because it's something that you really do normally leave in place for a long time.
Well, winter lining in a coat is a long time.
Right, but the zipper is not. In other words, because then if you're arguing mechanism, the mechanism is also by definition not necessarily long-term. Unless you're going to argue that maybe there's a difference in terms of the substance of such a suction cup. No, it's the design of the suction cups for the kids' plates may be different from the design of a suction cup that you use for a hook on the wall.
Yeah. No, sometimes something like for a meal or maybe for a day, it's going to
It's not going to last. Yeah. It doesn't have the perfect vacuum.
It's because it's not derech tefira at all.
No, it is derech tefira.
The zipper?
A zipper is, in the sense that we talked about it last time, that you have pieces that are meshing together. It actually works really well as a stitch. Presumably that's where they got the idea from.
Right, I think
But I think you're right. I think there's a physical.
A zipper usually I'm open and come. Maybe like for a week or a day, but when you take it to the wall, it's supposed to lend for a picture or something.
Right, what? It holds weight.
Yeah. You know the bunkers, the things that.
Cupping.
Yeah. So that's not long term.
Well, it's not toe fair. It's also skinned. It's also whatever. Yeah. The pushpins in bulletin boards, he says, are also out. It may also be bone. There may be other issues as well. But he would view a pushpin being stuck to a bulletin board as tofer as well. That's another one from Rabbi Ribiat. Another case, that's just the class of things that Rabbi Ribiat mentions that I would not have thought of.
The pushpin is hard. The board is hard.
Yeah, that's okay. Apparently. The diaper tabs. This is not closed quotes on the Rabbi Ribiat. I wanted to deal with two other sets of cases. One is diaper tabs, and the other is safety pins. So diaper tabs really have two different situations. I'm not dealing with peeling off the backing. We do that under Korea. But the diaper tab that you stick, assuming you don't have a Velcro one, right? You stick twice. Once, when you put it on the baby. And then a second time, once they're done using the diaper, and you want to throw it out, and you want it to stick closed. So those are two different issues. The first case is where you're putting it on the baby. So there we generally assume that attaching it with a sticky tab is fine. We rely on the lenient view of Tofer Lisman, of temporary stitching. And therefore lenient. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach is lenient. Rav Wasner, Rav Nissen Karelitz, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Rabbi Ribiat quotes a verbal heter from Rav Moshe Feinstein. The only one who is strict is Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv does not like it. He does not want you using it, even when you're putting it on the child. I don't know why. It's just a quote. It's a ha'ara in Archa Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph Ha'ara Mimtes. What about retaping the diaper for disposal, though? The other end of it. So there, many indeed prohibit, because you never intended to be reopened. Granted that you only need it to be sealed while it's in your house, you don't really care what happens afterwards. Nonetheless, because it's that's what's going to happen. You're going to seal it, and it's going to stay that way forever. Therefore, they will prohibit. The Rosher Weiss is Makil. If you take a look at Source Vav, sorry.
What was the period of garbage pickup in that place? If it was like,
they're contemporary writers.
They pick up garbage every day.
It's still going to be sealed. It's going to be sealed and thrown in a landfill.
It's going to be burned.
Where it's going to live for the next 10,000 years.
Something's going to be. It's going to be destroyed.
They're not burning garbage. We haven't burned garbage in decades.
or what do they do with it?
They leave it in the landfill. It becomes a ski mound.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Also, the question is whether it counts as slated for removal if it's just going to be destroyed, if all thing is going to be destroyed. But take a look at Rav Asher Weiss in Vav. He says, Hadvakat titul mishumash, right? Sticking a used diaper, amanachla titpazer tchulato, so that the contents of it don't get scattered. Havitfira she'ena shel kayama. He says, I view this as a non-durable stitching, umutaris, it's permitted, decholanya no ibud. It's meant to be destroyed. If the whole thing is for disposal, it's fine. As opposed to
what is the purpose?
Because he believes that it's not meant to be stuck together. It's just, here, I'm throwing this out. It's all for disposal.
Because the smell usually...
Right, so he doesn't view it that way. He makes a very interesting distinction. His primary question is about test tubes. The doctor in the hospital takes a urine sample from somebody and puts a tube on it for identification purposes. Or they take blood from a patient. You know, leave aside all the issues of the medical practices that you're doing, can you put the sticker onto the test tube? And he views the test tube case as worse than the diaper, because he says you put the sticker on the tube for a function. It's there so that everybody knows it's this person. He views that as different from the diaper, where it's just for disposal. Even though you're right, sticking it on is for a purpose. It's that this doesn't smell up your house. So, I don't know, that's what he says. But I think everybody else is taking your view, Yaron. I think everybody else is saying it's no good. What about safety pins? Or brooches that are connected to clothing with a safety pin-like attachment. So, Rav Moshe
Feinstein...
Or the name tag, right, if you use a name tag with a pin like that, same idea, correct. So Rav Moshe says there is no issue of tofer, source number 7. He says, Gam b'tchivat machtin l'chaber atachshitin, v'adiper's nami, right, old-fashioned diapers, the cloth diaper. He says, if you're going to use a pin in order to join the brooch, in order to join the diaper, psst, in order to join those things to the clothing. He says, v'adai ein mafridin, ella b'hasaras hamachtin. He says they don't separate from the clothing until you remove the pin. You don't need to tear anything, though. All you do is pull out the pin. There's no need for any malach in order to separate it. And therefore, he says, there is no tofer involved. It's not really joined. And therefore, he says, there's no problem. That's the view of safety pins in general, not just for a diaper and not just for a brooch, but even if you're using the safety pin to join two pieces of clothing.
Even though you have...
They're not really joined together. Pin. Correct.
If you have two, it's like a tofer. It's like...
Correct. He's not... even one is like tofer. It goes into one and then it comes out the other side. He seems to think it's okay. Why is it that this is okay? So Rabbi Ribiat, take a look at source Ches, says a safety pin is therefore similar to a button in this regard because it is designed to be easily undone without any tearing. According to this, that's Rav Moshe. According to this view, safety pins may be used to mend a tear even if they will be left there permanently. Then he says the comparison is not universally accepted by all poskim. As a general rule, one should comply with the more stringent rulings that forbid pinning a garment with safety pins in a permanent manner. However, one may rely upon the authorities that permit use of safety pins for temporary use. He doesn't want you to leave them in long term. Rav Moshe did not make any such distinction. Rav Moshe did not distinguish between long term and short term. That's his position. He also notes, or Ribiat also notes, that there are poskim who will not allow the safety pin if it goes through 3 times. Because once you do 3 times, you don't even need a knot at the end. It's considered to be permanent in its own right. That's one basis to permit. One basis to permit is you're not really joining things closely. The other argument to be lenient is from the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish says, if this is a case of Chazuso Mochiach Halav. We quoted this Chazon Ish last week. The appearance of it is clearly temporary. Meaning, anybody who looks at a safety pin understands this isn't something that is a permanent attachment, and therefore he is lenient. The Aruch HaShabbos in Perek Yudalef HaAri Yudalef says even those who don't allow the safety pin will allow attaching a brooch, some kind of jewelry, with a pin going through the clothing twice, because it's not going through two pieces of material. Right? It's the same piece. And even though the brooch is stuck to the clothing, that's not an act of tefirah, because it's not being stitched through the brooch. Right? You have your brooch, and then you have a pin that's stuck to it, and the pin just goes through a single garment. So therefore, he says, even if you're machmir by safety pins, you're not going to be machmir when it comes to to the brooch. And the same thing will be true for the name tag. Okay. Good. That's in terms of temporary versus permanent things. Now, onward. In terms of materials. So we said that we permit hard-to-hard materials, generally speaking, most poskim. Bir Alach is not happy. But most poskim say you permit hard-to-hard materials and hard-to-soft materials as well. So Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa gives a case of putting a bottle in cold water to chill it, knowing that the sticker could come off, and he says that's okay. A more common, and that would be Korea, that's really a Korea concern. More common issue is the sticker going on the test tube. And he says that that's okay as well. Interesting application from when I was in Israel, my first year in Israel was the year of the Gulf War. So when the siren went off during the Gulf War, you were supposed to go into a sealed room. And there was a fear of gas attack. And so you had to make sure to block air from coming into the room. So most of us just, you know, you took a towel at the base of the door, and that was what you did. But the Mahadrin would actually put tape around the sides of the door and at the sides of the window. L'chu ami bobachadarecha type of a thing. You know, we're afraid of what's going to come in the door or the window. It sounds funny now, but it wasn't so funny then. Right. So Rabbi Yashiv had a heter here regarding using tape around the frame, but he didn't want you to tape it on a towel. He wanted the tape to be on the hard surface because of this heter. Take a look at Rosh Shabbos and Source Test. V'chein hora hagon Rabbi Yashiv b'shnas tavshin en alef b'zman melchemet hamifratz during the Gulf War. Kasher hayu madvikim sratei itum al gabei hamashkofim, when they put ceiling tape on the lintels. V'hora lizaher shlo ladvik seret al gabei seret. He didn't want to have tape on top of other tape or tape on top of any soft material. But then the Aruch HaShabbos says, "Efshar shein lamod heter klali d'shani hasam shayisla shas hatzorech." Maybe that was considered necessity, and therefore he gave a kula that he wouldn't give normally.
Why is it maybe there?
Well, no, it's not maybe it was tzorech. It's maybe this wouldn't apply outside of a tzorech situation. That's his. It definitely considered a tzorech. Again, that's a. But sorry, we don't know what the grounds were for his kula. Was it just a kula for this case, or would he have said this in any situation? It just happens to be this was the application here.
No, but if it's pikuach nefesh, what is the problem to type?
Because we have a general rule that Shabbos is dechuya, not hutra. Right? You can't just say it's Shabbos, therefore I'll do whatever. If you have a permitted way to do things, and it's just as good. In fact, the truth is it's better to put tape on straight than to put tape on top of other tape where it could come off. It makes more sense to say, so I'll do it in the butter way. Right? This is a classic discussion. We never, ever want someone who is engaged in trying to save lives to pause and hesitate and think, could I do it this way, could I do it that way? But if you have the chance in advance to prepare yourself, and you do, so then think a little bit and, you know, create a situation in which you don't have to violate Shabbos. That's the idea.
That's the Rambam, where he says the biggest rabbi should be involved.
Correct. Correct. I will not list the people who he says should not be involved, because that's offensive. Okay. The big thing that I have a problem with when we talk about the heter for hard-to-hard and hard-to-soft is everyone assumes that you're not allowed to put a poster up on a wall on Shabbos, right? But why isn't that a case of soft-to-hard? Why couldn't I put a pashkevil up on the wall on Sarah? So maybe Mosif alabona or something. No, but it's hard on soft. But it's soft material. Put it attached to hard material. If you're going to be matir soft to hard, then you're matir soft to hard and finished. I don't know. Everyone assumes it's wrong, and you can't. And I understand that. Maybe Mosif alabinyan is the best we can do. Similarly, I can't tear it off the wall. You know, the same idea, but I'm not so sure what. The Aruch HaShabbos says that a doctor putting the label on the test tube should indeed try to use a rubber band. Like I mentioned before, even though it's soft to hard, he wants you to still use the rubber band.
Everything like it's soft to hard, you matter?
Yeah, because it's like hard to hard. The same has to, because it's not a material that's used for tefillah.
The sticker that put it on, as you said before.
The sticker that?
For the doctor that put on the...
Right, no, that's what Zemach Shah Shabbat Amarti. Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata Matir. Aruch HaShabbat Omer, Aval Mi Yishcha Gumi, Shem Shalach HaBerdi Gumi, Yaz Adif.
Every sticker like you can put or on a table, like you
well, that was my question. Zodei Shailashi Pashkevil. The Menachas Asher himself, in that tshuva that I mentioned before, says better to have a non-Jew put the sticker on the test tube. We're not so comfortable with this heter, because I think the reason why we're not so comfortable is the Bir Halacha, because the Bir Halacha felt that there is no such heter. He said hard to hard is usur, and therefore clearly soft to hard is going to be usur, so you're stuck. What about stitches? This is the last case in Tofer. Medical stitches. So we saw already last time there's a machlokus as to whether it applies, whether Tofer applies to human skin. So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, which I brought you in Yud, he says imitsuya isplanit chatucha b'tzuram yuchedet (parentheses parpar). Right? These are butterfly stitches. Butterfly band-aid, right. Butterfly band-aid works the way, following way. There's a cut in the person's skin. This is the cut over here. So you put part on one side and part on the other side, and it holds the sides of the cut together so that they will knit together better. As opposed to a standard band-aid, which is just keep out dirt and infection, this has an added element of keeping the edges of the skin close together so that they can heal themselves, stitch up literally. So he said, but it's not a stitch. There's no thread. It's just a band-aid. So mutar lahad bika gufa adam kei lekarei b'tshulei petza zel zeh. So Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa says, yeah, you can put that on the skin. What's the big deal? You're just bringing the sides close together. There's no issue of tofer for skin. That's his assumption. And Tzitz Eliezer says this as well in Tesvav Chafei Zayin. However, the Nishmas Avram quotes something from Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Source Yid Aleph. Nira, the kemosha hamidabek beiz niro, so eitzim dakim lasasam eitz avechayev mishum tover, just like if you were to stick two pieces of paper together, or two thin pieces of wood, like the Bir Halacha, making a thicker piece of wood, that would be tofer. Hua dinami tofer besar adam ooro shuk besaro, verotzeshi is kayem is chavru yachad. The same thing is true. When you stitch up a person's skin, wanting it to endure, diyesh lachshav shom lachas tofer, because of tofer, va'av demasha tefirah miskayemes hurak v'bnei shachar kach misrapeh v'naseh me'elav. And even though the fact that it sticks is because the skin heals, mikol makom ha'adam harei tofer kedarko umlachto miskayemes. He says you're still stitching, and what you're doing endures, and therefore it is indeed a problem. He doesn't like this, and he even says, I didn't actually bring it in this part of the Nishmas Avram, which is a mistake, but he even brings it for the butterfly. He doesn't like it. Rabbi Riviat is stuck in the unusual situation of saying, I don't understand, Rabbi Orbach, why you are machmir. He says, aside from the question of whether tofer applies to skin in general, you're not doing anything when you stick the sides together. So much so that he thinks this is a misquote. And the truth is, I should just email Rabbi Dr. Abraham. He's around. I can ask him. I will do so. I have to ask Rabbi Dr. Abraham whether this is in fact a misunderstanding.
What about temporary versus permanent?
These
aren't permanent.
Well, you intend for it to heal the skin permanently. It's the stitching of the skin that you're actually accomplishing. The stitch won't remain in, but they will remain together. Rabbi Riviat says, this is Rabbi Riviat under Tofer, it's Ha'arach Havav, says that he asked Rebelsky this question also. Rebelsky also said, I don't understand it at all. Sorry.
But it's more than just putting the two pieces of the skin together. You're also keeping out,
That's fine.
Dirt and whatever.
That's a good thing.
No, so why don't you look at it that way?
Oh, in other words, be makeyo for a completely different reason, for a medical purpose.
Right.
It's an interesting possibility. The answer would be that I have other options. I don't use... The truth is, if you look at the structure of a butterfly thing, it's not really doing that. The butterfly band-aid is very narrow. You would put something else over it in order to keep out dirt or whatever. The ones I've seen are narrow, so I don't know.
You probably haven't had any discussion about when can you knock it down to a derabbanan, or it's always either mutter or usher?
Can you knock it down to a derabbanan? What do you mean?
Well, something to be seen that it's only usher derabbanan, right? But here it's always seems either deraisa or it's mutter.
Yeah, except the tefillah is man. And the tefillah is man argument maybe ends up being a derabbanan according to those six tefillah is man is usher. Maybe there, maybe it's a derabbanan.
Yeah, because otherwise, yeah. Then stitching it also up like Shar and Kavod Abrios.
That's a good point. That's a good point. There's more to say about stitches. If you want more on stitches and in general on how we treat wounds, I have a couple of shiurim that I did. It's I think when I first got here, it was like 8 or 9 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, on lacerations on Shabbos on Wayu Torah, and I think I may have. I know I dealt with it in greater depth there. Okay. That brings us to Korea Machateh. I'm actually going to start a new...